Okay, we're picking up towards the bottom of Yadav and Beis. We're 13 lines from the bottom with the words of Amar Rav Nachman, like 6 lines up from the thin, where it's still thin lines. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Ye Yehuta Lenashe. So the Gemara is continuing talking about, we talked about the 7 woman prophets, so the Gemara continues talking about them, that Lo Ye Yehirusa Lenashe. That having Yehirusa, Rashi says here, means the Lashon of Chashivus. That having, being a very chashuv position, being prominent in society, is not necessarily the best thing for women. Tartanashi, Hiran Havit, Vesanian Shemaihu. The two prominent women that you know about, and their names, specifically their Sanan Shemayo, their names were given to them to give them a more lowly state. Chadash Meziburasa. One of them's name was a bee, which is a Devora, right? That's not necessarily a nicest name to give somebody. And it stings people. They don't necessarily love bees. Vichadash Me Karkushta, the other one's name is a weasel. That's a reference to Chulda Neviya. So these two women had these names specifically to try to give them a more anava, more humility, and it didn't work. It says that she called out to Barak, and again, that was something that should have given her more humility, and they should have been more forthcoming to distinguish individuals like Barak, and we're about to see the next one about Yoash. She didn't even go to him. And Karkushta Ksibayim, with regards to the weasel, referring to Chulda right now, it says that Amr La'ish, go tell the person, some of the king, should have a cover for the Malchus, Amr La'melech, go tell the king. So we see that they didn't, again, the Marsha points this out, that really they should have had this lesson of humility, which they did not have. Now the Gemara continues discussing where did Chulda come from. Amr Abnachman, Chulda bnei banav shel Yoshua Isa. Chulda actually was the descendant of Yoshua, as the Pasuk seems to indicate, Ksivacha ben Charchas, the son of Charchas, and the Pasuk also says, Ksivasam, Bitimnas Cheres. It's referring to Yeshua, Timnas of Cheres. The similar Lashonos are used, so therefore it infers that the connection between Yeshua and Chulda. Rashi just points out this is a little problematic because this is a reference to her husband, not to her. So Rashi says, but Maseach, see, if it's referring to someone related to her, so, you know, Ishta Kagufa, maybe, whatever, this passage, though, is referencing to her husband and not exactly to her. The Gemara continues now, Asi Verbina Saban Rav Nachman. Wait a second, though, we have a kasha from the Braisa. The Braisa says, There were 8 prophets who were Kohanim who came from Rachav the Zona. So Rachav Azona, again, that's old Shiloh. What exactly was she? Was she Mamish Azona? Like the way we understand Azona, she really was a harlot, or someone who was having relations with people and being paid off for that. Or it just means that she gave Mizonos, she gave money, she was a storekeeper, and she just gave food to people. It'd be hard, unlikely, we're going to see for today's thought that she's going to marry Yoshua. So Yoshua would have married Azona. A little bit difficult. So the Gemara says, anyway, Ve'iluhein, Neria Baruch U Sraya Machseya Yirmiya Chokia Chanamel V'Shalom. And Rabbi Yudah Merav, Chulda Neviyah Mivnei Bani Asher Rachav Azayin Ha'isa. Rabbi Yudah says that the Chulda also comes from Rachav. Ksiv Acha Ben Tikva, as the Lashon of Chulda, it says that Ben Tikva. And then it also says, Ksiv Asam Al Tikva Schut Hashani. Reference to Rachav, that the Tikva is a scarlet thread, since Chulda was the name was the children of Rachav. How could Rav Nachman say that she came from Yehoshua? Amr lei Eina Sava. So Eina Sava says va'amre lei pasya ukma. So Rav Nachman said to Eina pasya ukma. He called him the black vessel, which is indicating he was a little bit ugly, which is obviously not a nice thing. So how is it that he was saying something not nice? So the Marsha says no. He was saying that this was the Gemara in Titus. We had this earlier in the Daf that talks about that the Roman Emperor called Yehoshua ben Chanaya. He was still very ugly. So that a person is physically unattractive, and not necessarily the worst Milo, because it'll make him more humble, and his pshatim will be more correct, because he won't have gaiva in explaining things. So either way, so the Gemara says, so he said, that from the two of us, we'll be able to figure out what's the pshat. So there must be a Rachav converted to Agaira, Vinasu Yeshua, and then Yeshua was able then to marry her. That's a kasha Tosas asked, wait a second. She was from the Shiva Zamin. And we say, you're not allowed to leave any of them, and not only that, a Afilu Begirusa, the Gemara almost learns out, that you're not allowed to marry them. So how was it that this woman was allowed to marry, this woman from seemingly the Sheva Salman was allowed to marry Yehoshua? So Tosus wants to answer that maybe in Echanami, that she actually wasn't from the Sheva Salman. She herself just happened to be living there. She came from somewhere else. And therefore she would allow it be to get to convert and then eventually to marry Yehoshua. So again, we see that Yehoshua married Rachav, which makes it more difficult to assume Kipshuta that she was a Zona, though there are many Mepharshim understand that Rachav was Zona. That actually means, literally, she was a prostitute and had relations with people for pay. Now the Gemara continues, Umi Avu Lai Zara Yoshua. Wait a second, Yeshua had descendants, Vaksiv Nun, Bino Yoshua Bino. That the Psukim in Divrei Yamim tell us that it says Nun Bino and Yoshua Bino, and it stops over there with the lineage of Ephraim on that side. So the Chora, if Yoshua had more children, the Psukim and Devar Yamim should have indicated so by teaching us who Yoshua's children were. Why would it stop by Yoshua? So the Gemara answers, you're right, Bane lo Havilei. He didn't have any sons. Rather, Ban son Havilei, he did have daughters. And that's why you don't continue the lineage with the daughters. Now the Gemara, turning on to now, Tezvon Mar'al, today's daf. So the Gemara is going to list eight Nevi'im who came from Rachav. Four of them were Zimiyahu, Chanamel, Baruch, and Saria. And then they were the sons of the other four, Chilkiah, Shulam, Neria, and Machsaya. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, Inu, Mefarshe. So now we understand that Yirmiyahu, Chanan, Baruch, and Saria, we know that they're Nevi'im because it says so in the Psukim. And Rashi fleshes this out. We did different Psukim in the Raya's Vayavoch. Elai Chanamel, Ben Dodi, Kedvar Hashem, reference to the fact that he was a Navi, and also, and we know Baruch and Saria, they were both Talmidim of Yirmiyahu. Remember Baruch with the Yikra, Kroma Elai, Veni Kosev, Al Sivra, Badiyo, Asher Tiva, Yirmiyahu, Navi, and Saria, it's Saria, Ben Neria, Ben Machseya. So the Gemara is saying that the fact that they were the Talmidim, Rashi points out, Lachor, that means that they were also, like Elisha was a Talmud of Eliyahu, so we could assume that they were also the Nevi'im. However, Ella of Asrael Minal, and how do we know that Chilkiah, Shulam Neria, and Machsaya, or I don't know if I pronounce that right, how do we know that those are the four, those were four Nevi'im also? The Gemara answer is Kedi'ula. So Lachor, this, we could explore this from Ula, the same that Ula teaches us. Demar, Ula Toras, Kumakum Sheshmova Shemavet Benevios. Anytime you have, it says Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiah, let's say. So that, it's mentioning him and his father. So Biyadoshu Navi ben Navi. Now we know from Masorah that he's obviously a Navi also, and his father is also Navi. Like the Pasuk doesn't have to mention, as the Marashah points out, that the Pasuk doesn't have to mention that his father's name at all. He's great enough, you know, Yishal ben Amot. So why Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiah? Why are you mentioning their father? Everyone knows who Yirmiyahu is. He was the prophet of the generation. Everybody knew it. Thousands of people knew what he was. You just write Yirmiyahu in the Tanakh. I don't know who he is. The fact that you're mentioning his father, it sounds like you're giving Etzah Shevach. This extra Shevach must be the fact that his father also was a Navi. Shmuel Veloshim Navi. However, if you mention his name without mentioning his father, Bedoshu Navi Velo Ben Navi, then he was a Navi and his father was not a Navi. However, but just more also, if you have it with regards to the city, Shema Veshema Irem Furesh Lachora, this is a Hemshech about the idea of a Navi. If it's mentioned him with the name of a city, Bedoshu Meosayir, that's where he was. Right, mina adasos. That's about Yirmiyahu. That's where I'm just saying Yirmiyahu. It's over there. That's where he was from. Shmo v'lo shem Yiro. However, if you have his name without the name of a city, then you can assume Yadosh Yerushalayim that he was in prophesizing in Yerushalayim. Now, like Mark Tinu Misos, I know we learned it, right? So, Kol Shemaisav Maisav Voisav Stumin. Anyone who's Maisim and Maisim are not explicitly stated in the Pesukim. Uprat lachal kozim echem and l'shevach. We know that it singles out some of them for praise somewhere else. Could go. How do we? We'll give an example. Just to make it a little bit easier. Dvar Hashem Asharaya El Tzafana Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia. The word of Hashem was to Tzafana, son of Kushi, son of Gedalia, Bedush, Tzadik, Betzadik. So all those people, the Torah are righteous as well. So we know that he was a Navi. Tzafana was, he was a Navi, receiving the word of Hashem. And it was also his father. Chol Shepar Lechol Koz Mechel Negnai. However, if you have an example, someone, Kigoba Hibe Chodesh Hashvi, by Yishmael Ben Nesanim Ben Elishama. It says that the seventh month, Yishmael, son of Elishama, came, and that was the time he actually came and murdered Gedalia Ben Achikam, which we still commemorate to this day as the end of the Jewish time in Eretz Yisrael. So that is something that we commemorate every year with Gimel Tishrei. We have the fast of Tzom Gedalia. So anyway, so he was. Why is he mentioned by his name? Yisrael ben Nesanim ben Elishama. All three of them apparently were Hashem as well. Bedusha, Russia. All three generations of those people were Rishayim, were wicked people. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says another Masorah. Now Malachi is a Mordechai. Malachi, who we see him Sukkim, he was actually Mordechai. Malachi. Why did he say his name was Malachi? Shaya, Mishnah Lamelech, he was the second in command. And also, Mechor, maybe he was also like a Malach. Malach, Malachi, he was known as something special, like angelic to him. Mesi Vei, Sevekasha, the Brisa tells us Brachman area, Usharia ben Maaseha, Udaniel, Mordechai Balshan, Vechagai, Zacharia, Malachi, Kula, Nisavish Nashtarim, Lodaravish. They all prophesied during the reign of Daryavish, of Darius the king. And Lechorah, that is obviously problematic because the fact that the Brisa is listing Mordechai and Malachi separately indicates that clearly there are two different people. Tiyufta is in fact the refutation for the opinion of Rav Nachman that he was Mordechai. Just to point out, Rashi just helps us that we had Koresh with Cyrus who allowed them to begin the Brisa Magdash, and then the time of the people who lived there at the time, they complained to the king, they shouldn't be allowed to war, and then for 18 years it stopped. Then in the second year of Daryavish, the second Daryavish, who was the son of Achashverosh, the Nevi'im were convincing people to come to the Beis HaMikdash, come to Yerushalayim, and then should build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learn a Braisa, that Amar Rav Shimon and Karacha Malachi is Ezra, another Masorah. The Malachi is actually Ezra, Vechacham Amar Malachi is Shmuel. No, his name was Malachi. I always assumed he's somebody else. He assumed Ezra before. And Rav Nachman assumed that he was Mordechai. No, he's just the Mechacham and say that he's just Malachi. He is the Navi Malachi, and not a secondary person, as the Navi talks about Malachi. So we have a Masorah, though, that Rav Shimon Karacha says that he actually was Ezra. Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Mistarba Kimad Amar Malachi is Ezra. Rav Nachman actually says, makes sense to assume Malachi was Taka Ezra. The Chsib and Nevi'ah is Malachi, because it says by Malachi, Big Das Yudah V'Tayvah Nesah B'Yisrael, V'Shalayim, Ki Chilel Yehudah Kodesh Hashem Asher Hev, Val, Ubal, Bas El Nechar. So that what were the Ikar Pesukim that were by Malachi? He's talking about people are acting disgustingly. They marry non-Jewish women, and Malachi is trying to convince them not to marry them. So he's telling them to not stay married to these women. Now, Man Eifresh Nashim Rechah, so who do we know is famous for this idea that he went on a crusade to stop this? Stop the men from marrying non-Jewish women. That was Ezra. Dechseh v'yan sheichayna b'nechayel b'nei elam v'yomar la'ezra nachun ma'aldeh b'lokinim v'nashim Nashim Rechah convinced them to divorce their non-Jewish wives, and they agreed, and they called out to Ezra. They said, we married non-Jewish women, and it seems like Ezra was, since they're similar themes, Malachi and Ezra, maybe it makes sense that they actually, in fact, were the same Navi itself. Tanur Rabbanan, or you can just explain like the Chacham will say, that there were two different people, this was a rampant at the time, and they're both trying very hard to stop the intermarriage. Tanur Rabbanan, Arba, Nashim, Yafafos, Ibalam. These were Yafafios, not just Yafafios, the most exceptional, beautiful woman ever to live. Who are they? Sarah, and just the parentheses over here just switches the order. Either Rachav, Abigail, Abigail, Rachav, V'Esther. These are the four. So that's the Gash, what do you mean? We have the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that the most, that the Sarah compared to a Chava is like a monkey. That's how beautiful Chava was. So Tosa's answer, maybe we're only mentioning people who are born by humans. However, we know Esther, the Chava was taken from HaGash Baruch Hu created from the limb of Adam or Ishan, so there's a whole different Bria, so there we're mentioning four people who were the normal way, and more the normal being conceived than having children. So these are the four most beautiful women. Laman Damar Esther, Yerakar Gosai. So some say that Esther was actually greenish, and the fact that the Achashverosh loved her was a tremendous miracle. That's why it was a miracle that brought her in. Which would be interesting, though, because the guards of Achashverosh took her also. So maybe they took all the Nara Basulos, even if she wasn't pretty. But the Lechora, Pshutosh Mikra, it seems to indicate that she was very beautiful. Mafik Esther, Mael Vashti. So you'll take out Esther and actually put Vashti was one of the most beautiful. Now that we're going to tell her about him. Rachav Bishma Zinsa. Rachav, by being mentioning her name, a person is going to want to have Bishma. Zinsa, you're going to have in mind to have Znus, because she was so beautiful. Ya'el Bekola, Ya'el with her voice. Avichav Zichirasa, I'm just remembering her. Michal Bashal Biriyasa, by seeing her. And Rabbi Yitzchak called Omer Rachav Miyad Nikri. Someone says Rachav twice is going to have Zera come out of him at nighttime when he's sleeping, because he's going to think about how beautiful it is. I said her name and nothing happened to me. Rabbi Yitzchak responded to no. If you know her, you know what she looked like, then it'll come to be Mahar at nighttime. Rabbi Nishmar to be called Omer tells you that you're not supposed to be thinking about bad things during the day and then have Mikra scary at nighttime or in time of Shovim. Time for tikkunim for these inyanim. That also, a person has to be thinking about these women and come to have a zera come out to have a discharge at nighttime. That is not something which is appropriate. So only if you know her, you're going to start thinking about her. That's going to be a problem. Now the Gemara continues. Mordechai yada eskol asher nasar. Mordechai knew that Ben Dan. Now going back to the discretion of the Megillah, and he cried out. Right, then he cried out. Kol bechib. Rav Amar gava Haman me'Achashverosh. Haman is greater than Achashverosh. Haman wants to destroy the Jews. Achashverosh never, he didn't love the Jews. We see all this, Chazal not a fan of Achashverosh, definitely not a good king. But he did not undertake the fact that he wanted to destroy all of them. Ushmul Amar, Gavar Malka, Ilo Malka Tatai. Now Mordechai was crying out that the upper king is taking over the lower king, which is the Lashon of Saginara. It's a euphemistic firm phrase to say that it really means that Ke'ilu Chas V'Shalom, that Achashverosh is like not listening to Hashem. Hashem's not, is Ke'ilu like Chas V'Shalom to assume this way. But to say that Hashem's like not in charge and Achashverosh and Mordechai and Haman rather are going to be the ones who are taking over the world. Vatischalke l'malka, the lashon of the queen's body, something happened to it. What does this mean? The lashon of my vatischalke. What does it mean that something? What was her response to her body? Amar Rashi Pearson knew that she was so taken aback by this decree. She had her nida. Rav Yirmiya Amar Shehutzachal and Kavanah. She had to go to the bathroom so badly because she was so scared about what happened. Vatikra Esther lehasach. She said to Hasach, Amar Rav Hasach zed Daniel. Hasach was actually Daniel. We have the drushes about that sometimes. So they had cut him down from his great neck, Achashverosh demoted him. He was very high position in Belshazzar and Darius the First and Koresh. He was very high. Achashverosh demoted him. He was still called Hasach because everything was nechtachin, lashon of being cut, in the Lashon, not that he was cut from his position, rather that he was decided. Everything can be nichrat, like a bris, the way you make a bris called a bris with someone, about the covenant with somebody, you'll say, right, a bris, v'chara was a bris, so the Lashon of krisa is a bris also. So the Gemara says, l'daz mazeva mazeh. So going to continue, Esther said chasach to Mordechai to know what was going on. Amar b'yitzlach, shalchala, what's the Lashon of mazeh v'al mazeh, double Lashon? Shemar v'yisrael, l'chabishkam Torah, d'chsibay mizeh mizeh k'suvim. The Aseres HaDibros were called Mizeh Mizeh K'suvim, and as a reference to the Kal Yisrael are violating the whole Torah, maybe they're deserving of this punishment to be wiped off. So the Gemara now continues what Hasach had told Esther to help out. Esther was originally said no. Esther says, without referring to Hasach, the one who said it. So why not? So the Gemara is medayik that Hasach himself didn't go back to Mordechai and tell him the bad news that Esther had refused Mordechai's request. So we see that over here that the person sent in a mission, you don't want to be the bearer of bad news to come back with bad news, so try to find someone else to give the bad news to the guy. Lich Gnosis Kol Yehudim Adashe Lo Kedas. So again, the psukim say, we'll just read them inside. It says, Lich Gnosis Kol Yehudim and Sebe Shushan V'tum Olai V'altech Lovaz Shul Shloshim, for 3 days you should fast. Yom V'layla Yom Anin Arosa Yatsum V'chein Avel Amelach Asher Lo Kedas Asher Chavadati Avadati. So that don't, and maybe they're going to fast also, and just like I am, if I am lost, I am lost. Lovshin Avadati Avadati. So what's this Lashonos over here? The Gemara's Midarash. And now Amar Rabbi Abba Shul Lo Kedas Ha'isa. And not be the custom every day. So when Achashverosh should call her in to have relations, then I was considered doing it under onus. Under, I had no choice, and I was forced to have relations with him, and therefore I would be considered pater of Achashverosh. And now I'm willingly going to the king, and then he's going to want to have relations with me. Then I'm going to consent. That's through ki'ilu my own will, because I'm coming in right now, coming into the king. And therefore, the fact that I'm lost. Kashem she'avartim beis abba kachavim chav. Just like, because now I'm doing it mirotzim. We know a person who's raped, who's a Yisrael, then she's allowed to remain with her husband. However, if she's a Kohen, that's a whole different issue. But if a person has relations while she's an HSH, she has relations with somebody else, then that's a sota asur labayla. That's a case of a sota, and it's going to be asur. So this avarati avarati is a very big discussion of famous Tosos about this in Ksubas and in Sanhedrin, about Esther, what heter did she have to violate Gila Arayos? So she was talking married to Mordechai. What heter did she have to violate Gila Arayos? That's one of the big three. You know, so maybe if it's saving all of Klal Yisrael, that might be a heter. Different things that are, this is very nogea actually, lemaisa, about different questions, hopefully don't come up, questions of, about adultery, things like that, that Tosos is very important. So either way, don't have to get into all the details, but Betzem, this Gemara is very important to assume that Esther is married, and yet, she was having relations with Achashverosh. Now the Gemara continues, Vayavar Mordechai, and Mordechai passed over. Vayavar Mordechai v'yasas kol asher tiva love Esther. And he did everything that Esther had done, and he did a 3-day fast. Amar Rav Shivir Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Lenas was a havara that he changed. Havara is to remove something. He removed Pesach. Pesach was at the time, he didn't actually remove it. They kept Pesach, they didn't eat chametz, but still, they were fasting. So they're fasting. Shemomad Avar Kuma Demaya. And in case of Mordechai, literally went over a pool of water. This is a reference to Shushan, the way that Shushan was. I think that's what Mamash was said. That Shushan actually is a little small little area that's surrounded by water. That's the capital was, and then the regular outskirts were the regular part of Shushan. So he went from one side to the other. Tilbash Esther Malchus, and Esther was adorned in royal clothing. Big day Malchus mi baile. So Esther was in royal garments. Why does it say Malchus? So the Gemara says, should be the Malchus. The Gemara says, Amar Lazar, Amar Chana, Malamad, Shalach, Rechu, this is one of the rayas that we used before, and Esther is off, to explain that she was a Nevi'ah, that she was a woman prophet. Ksivachava, Tilbash, it says that she was clothed. Ksivasa, Beruach, Lavsha, as Amasai. And the spirit clothed Amasai, and that we see that is Lashon of Nevu'ah. That the spirit, divine spirit going with you is Lashon of Nevu'ah. Now the Gemara is Rama Rabbi Lazar Amar Bachanina Laolam Al Tihi Birkas Hedus Kalala Abeinecha. You get a bracha from somebody who's not important. Don't see it as unimportant in your eyes. Sharei Shneged Al Dover. That's actually the bracha. That was a Rishma Kohen Gadol. Hashem asked him for a bracha. So the shaila is over there. Rishma Kohen Gadol was the holiest person of a generation. He learned over there. Al Yitei Kal. He wasn't just being humble. He said that a Birkas Hedus shouldn't be an ordinary person. Shouldn't be unimportant. So what was the answer over there? Was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking him. So in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever one human is to another, the biggest Rosh in the world to the biggest tzaddik, is still going to be less than Hashem is to us in terms of Kedusha, obviously. So that's what Yishmael is learning, that it means an ordinary person giving a bracha. So that's how we learned it out. Here we're learning a little bit different. Shnei Ashrei Negdal Ador, there's two people who rose to prominence. Berchem Shnei Adiotos, who were blessed by two regular people, Ben Yiskayahu Ben. The bracha was fulfilled with them. Elohein, David, Daniel. David and Daniel. David, the Baruch Arnava, Tchsev, Vayomer Arnava El Melech, and Arnava was a king. Vayomer Arnava El Melech, Elokecha Yotzach Hashem should accept you, and this was fulfilled. Vayat Hashem La'aretz to the Magen Vav Melech Yisrael. The Marsha points out that during the time when there was a plague, Hashem listened to David's feelings and stopped the plague. So that was a bracha. Even though he was a king on a spiritual level, he was a normal guy. He wasn't a special person. So the Gemara says, David would just accept it. Daniel, the bracha, Daryavish, Tchsev, Elohach, Diana, Tupalach, Le, Batidira, Hush, Zavinach. He will be the one who saves you. And this was Daniel, said these words to Daniel before he was thrown into the lion's den, literally, right? And then the bracha was fulfilled, for Daniel was saved, and nothing, and miraculously was saved, and then it said that all the people should listen to the king of Daniel. What a miracle that happened to him. Now like Mark continues, Rabbi Abelazar, Rabbi Chanina, Alti, Klila, said Yosef, called me Necha. However, the same thing goes for, unfortunately, the bad. Shreve Melech, Kila, the Tzar, Melech was very, in a ton of pain, and was very upset that Tzar never told him that he was Eishes Avram. Hinei Lechak Susei Naim. This will be a covering of the eyes, as a pasuk, and the Gemara above a comma learns out that he said, no, you cover the truth, so too, you're gonna have a child who's gonna have covered eyes, because Susanayim is gonna be covered. But it's kind of bizarre, this actually happened to her child. And it came, and Yitzhak was, his eyesight became very dim, then he was, he became blind. That's how Yaakov eventually was able to get the bracha. Hashem is not like people that midas basar adam adam shofis kedera. A person, what does he do? He first puts the pot on and then he puts the water on the stove. First he puts water in position and then he puts pot on the water. Instead of giving multitudes of water in the heavens, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and we're learning from here, Hashem is creating various locations of heavens. He introduced the clouds to contain that water afterwards. This is a pretty famous Gemara. If you say anything in the name of the one who said it, so you learn a Torah. You learn it from whoever it is, whatever it is, or Shechter, whoever it was. I learned something, always should say it from him. Maybe Gula Lalam brings redemption to the world. Mordechai, that's the name of the king of Mordechai. And this was eventually led to the whole Gula, because then they read when the king Achashverosh couldn't sleep. So they read him the zichronos of his lands, and it came out that Mordechai was there. Then that ended up being the whole thing with Mordechai coming on the sus, and then that's how they hanged Mordechai. They were able to hang Haman also because they said Mordechai Yudi who saved you. He's trying to kill him. All these things were part of the geula, and that happened because specifically Esther said up a shame Mordechai. That if a tzaddik dies, he's lost his generation. However, his soul is in lofty, very high places. So it's sad for us, but in Shemayim, it's kavaldik very much. Aladam shavda lamargalis. A person lost a pearl. Come on, come shemargalishma. Everyone who sees that pearl is still existence. Not that you lost it. You don't find it. We're missing the gadol, and we feel that way. When we feel like the same, but they're in very, very high places. Lofda lo el labayla. It's really only lost to its owner, but everyone else is able to. Whoever sees it is able to have that enough from it. Now the Gemara continues. V'chozayin in the shavela. Continuing the drasha of the pesukim, the Hamavan said this. Nothing is worth it to me. Nothing is worth to me. The fact that we're in such a high position is nothing's worth to me as long as Haman, as long as Mordechai is there. Why? Like Rav Chista told us, Rav Chista, that specifically with regards to Haman, Rav Chista zeh ba beporzboli. He came from a position of porzboli, the lesson of wealth. He's a shiras. So as Osher Rashi says, so zeh ba, and Haman came actually as an avid turning on to Tzavah Beis right now. That he came from a position of poverty. He was actually sold to Mordechai. He was a slave of him, and he bought him through bread. Amar Papa Vikarle Abdid Mizamim Talmei called Haman the person who sold for loaves of bread. Rashi points out that Mordechai had paid bread to get Haman, so he was very embarrassed by that. Every time he saw Mordechai, he was infuriated. Nothing is worth me. That the record of all the treasures of that wicked person were in his heart. All his money that he had, counting his millions, nothing was worth anything as long as Mordechai was not bowing down to him and still position of prominence. The future Hashem is going to be a crown over every righteous person. Shemar, Hashem is going to be a crown of beauty, of glory, mayat la teretz tivir tiferes tiferes. Tifara rather, that the beauty of the paradigm of glory. Laosin tivyonim l'tzapin tifar. To this is the one to do as well, and those who wait as a glory, that's going to be for the tzaddikim. The Gemara continues. Yachol akol. Everyone, I would have thought maybe everybody. Talmud lomar l'shar amo that the remnants of his lamisha ma'isim kiyatsu makishar. The person who was very unav, he makes himself very humble, like he's nothing. That Akash Baruch Hu is going to give them crowns. The person who was able to overcome his evil inclination. Sits in judgment. Din emes lamita, a person who judged fairly. Somebody who overcomes is yetzer hara, doesn't allow him to sin. Those who turn back in battle, shenosin benosin belchamta shaltera, they learn Torah with the fire. Shaara in the gate. Again, this is all people who are tzaddikim, who are going to get different levels of reward. Elo tamich chamish shemashkim arvitz nerdz mashim b'justice. They come so early and late. Lashon of the fact that they're shara the gates. So Rashi points out that they're a gatekeeper because they're opening and closing the doors to the shul. They're there so early and so late. They're opening and closing the doors. Amra midas adin tekash baruch lo ribanu shalaylam manish tano elo me'elo. Kash baruch. What's the difference between Klai Yisrael and other nations of the world? Why are you giving Klai Yisrael such special rewards in olam haba and things like that, and not the goyim? So Gemara says, Amalei Kash baruch lo Yisrael oisku b'Torah. They learn Torah. Muslim law is Torah, they don't learn Torah. Amrlay. So Midas Adin said back to Kosh Baruch Hu, so then it must be said for the Jews who don't learn Torah, Gamela, Bayain, Shagu Vashekhar Tal Pako Palila. They go through wine, they have these strong, they're stumbling in judgment that they're so lost, they're not learning Torah. Baruch Hashem, everyone's doing the Daf Yomi, then you definitely understand the importance of Torah. Ain Paku Ela Gehenim. The word Paku that they're stumbling alerts to the fact that there is Gehenim, that Paku is Lashon of Gehenim, Shanemar Veloti Yezos Lapuka, that this should not be a cause for stumbling on Bank Siyo, Vain Plila Ela Dayanim. It should mean judges. Shenamar v'nazal b'plilim mishapay. Judges are the determined things. So Tamar b'chatzar beis hamelach. Going back to the narrative of the Megillah, Tamar b'chatzar beis hamelach apnimei. So Esther stood in the inner court of the king. Amar b'levi kivach shegila beis haslamim mistalka min hashchina. As soon as she reached the aware of the idols, so she was on her way to Achashverosh. So the Shechina, the divine presence, had left her. The Gemara says Amra elilin mazotani, the famous psukim in Tehillim that I think is Chabez. The famous Elas HaShachas reference to Esther Amalka when she was coming to the king. She said, Hashem, why do you leave me? Shema atadan shiog gemeti, you're going to judge me as someone who's like doing something by accident, as like on purpose, as intentional, about onus karatz, and someone who's doing something, being coerced, or someone who's forced to do something, as opposed to someone who didn't. Oh, Shema al shikar zekelem, maybe I called Achashverosh a dog. Shenemar mechatzil mecherv nash miyab kelev v'chidasi, which is in those psukim in Tilm Chavez over there. That's a reference to Achashverosh as a dog. Again, you're supposed to show kavod l'malchus. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Paro was arrested, there's still an inyan of very big inyan to show kavod l'malchus. Chazar kara Arye, so therefore she retracted him, she called him a lion. Shemar Shenu Pi Arye, saved me from the mouth of this horrible lion. Vayi kiros melech es Esther Malchus, so the king had son Esther. Remember in the Shmuz Rav Khan, Shlita, he once was just pointing out how big of a miracle this was. Even if you want to, the machlokas before, he said Amar Aleph, but Yarakraka, she had this greenish face, or she was the most beautiful in the world, the girl in the world, if she fasted for 3 days, I remember it comes to Lashon, he's saying she never looked more than like a shmata. The most beautiful person in the world, if they're fasting for 3 days and three nights, would look like a shmata. So anyway, it was a massive miracle. She's coming in over here. There was three ministering angels that came at the time, because we know a malach can't do more than one job. One raised her neck, so she would look beautiful. She had this charm to her. She stretched out the scepter of the king towards her. V'kama, how long did it stretch out the scepter? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'll get very deep in the Yonam over here. What these number of amos are? Shtei amos ve'medival ashtei mesrei. It was two amos long scepter and stretched out miraculously 12. She was so scared to come to the king that she had to stretch it out to pray mamish to come. And some say Ramla Shishis, that it was 16 amos. Some say that it was Esrim Arba, 24 amos. Not Shishim, and the price of thought it was 60 amos. That was the great miracle of the scepter stretching out so far. This is actually my son from Cheder, just this famous midrash, that Paro's and Medoros, they both were drawn, they're drawings. You see the Bas Paro's arm sticking out. It's a famous thing that the little children learned, that they sticked out. The famous midrash over here, that it stuck out 60 amos in order to get the Moshe Rabbeinu from the Nile River. The teeth of the wicked, who stretched out 60 amos, Shnei Rishayim and Shibarta. Akash Baruch Hu, there's reference to the Shnei Rishayim, the teeth of the wicked. Shein Rasha, Rashi points, it could have been written as Shein Rasha. The extra two letters of Yud gets you to the gematria of 60. Yud Yud, and then the Mem, which is going to Shinei, so it's going to get to 40 plus 20 is going to be 60. That's what Rashi points out. Remember, Shlakish, Altikri, Shibarta, to Shibarta, Ella, Sherivavta, that you extended. Those are referring to Achashverosh, and that was Bas Paro. We are referring to a Rasha. L'chor, she's a good person. We know, no, this is what I'm talking about, Og Melech Abashan, that was something that happened there. The Gemara says, Rabbi Barofa, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, Shama, Rabbo, Masayim, that stretched 200 Amos. Okay, another market is, Vimala Melech, Malach Esther Malchus, change it. I'm going to give you up to half the Malchus. So, Gemara, Chatzim Malchus, half but not more. Local Malchus, not going to give you more than that. divide the Malchus. What would potentially divide it? My Dinu, Beit HaMikdash, you're going to build in the middle of my kingdom. I don't want you to do that. It's interesting because we assume Shulda Mikdash, she didn't know. He had no idea that she was a Jew at this point, but that's what Achashverosh is telling you. Yavo HaMelech, maybe he suspected it the whole time. Yavo HaMelech, Yaman HaMishnah. So, what was this plan? Why did Shidavka want to have Haman come? So Gemara's going to see a lot of different answers. Reb Lezer Amar Pachim Tame Nelo. So she's setting a trap for him. She never Yishulchan Nafnei LaPach. She be a trap for them. So she's setting a trap. Something she was expecting. Maybe someone was lush and something would happen bad over there. She learned it from her father's house. Obviously not directly from her father because her father died before she was born. We saw Daf Yom Gimel. Shemar Imrayim Sonecha Chelu Lechem. If your enemy is hungry, you give him bread. That he's going to come to do a rebellion, and we're afraid that if Haman is very popular, he'd be successful in rebelling against the king. If she knew that she's a Jew, he's going to try to push up the decree until before she meets with Achashverosh. So that the Jews wouldn't say, "Well, we don't have to worry, we don't have to daven because we have the queen of the whole, most powerful queen is arguing on our behalf." So that she invited Haman so that he'd be available to her the whole time, perhaps the opportunity would arise to cause him to make some mistake again in front of the king, similar to the first answer. Because perhaps maybe Hashem would be Hashem Vyasalanes and a miracle is gonna happen during that time. So maybe I'm gonna start like winging at him, doing things to him. The king is gonna suspect that I'm involved with him intimately, right? That I have relations with him, and then both of us are gonna get killed. On behalf of Klai, so I'm willing to kill myself. To die, Hakadosh Hashem, and that I should be killed, and he should be killed as well. And if he's killed, the whole plan would go bust. Achashverosh was just a person always changing his mind, so therefore he was afraid that if he decide to let Haman be killed, right, he's gonna go on behalf of the Jews. Maybe he'll change his mind. Let the Jews die and not let Haman be killed. So he wanted to execute Haman right away to be in her presence that he should be executed. No, we still need the reason given by Rabbi Lazar. She made the king jealous of him, she made the nobles jealous of him, everybody jealous of him, wondering what was going on, why was he inviting Haman. Rabbi says another reason why Esther invited Haman. Lefnei Shever, the Pasuk says, Lefnei Shever, Mishle, Pasuk says Lefnei Shever, but before pride comes, Lashagon, there's destruction, let him be pride, have us all as Gaivan, he's going to be thrown at the wayside. Amar Rabbi, Amar Tavayu, Bechumam, Ashi says Mishteim, that when the when they're hot, I'll prepare their feast, meaning that, again, when they're excessively going to the gashmas, they should be punished even more. Now the Gemara continues. Ashkei Rav Barabu Eliyahu. Rav Barabu Amed Eliyahu Amalei, Keman Chaza Esther Vavda Achi. So somebody different shot him. What was Esther actually having in mind when she invited Haman? Amalei Eliyahu was finding it very interesting. Kekula Tanai Vekula Amarai. Like everybody's reason we just mentioned above. Sometimes not the same with the others, but Lachor we see that the way we explain the Torah, everything has its divine understanding and the divine understanding of Chazal, a very beautiful way to end it. We'll pick up Bez Hashem Payusapalem Haman in tomorrow's daf.